The Telegraph UK recently published an article called Why the World Stopped Having Sex. So this is not just a Gen Z problem. This is a Western world problem that fewer and fewer people are engaging in intimate encounters. Okay, so they have this.
Is it AIDS?
Okay. This article is riddled with a lot of data. So they're saying that France is one of the main countries that is in a sex recession. That's what the Telegraph calls it, just to give you some of these stats. According to a recent poll by the French Institute of Public Opinion, 24% of French adults between the ages 18 and 69, I have no idea why they chose that as the age for this poll, 24% of French adults between the ages 18 and 69 said they had no sex over the past 12 months. That is way up from 9% in 2006, okay? Also, the proportion of those aged 18 to 24 who had never had sex was at 28%, up from 5% in 2006. And by the way, lest I be like Claudine Gay, that is a direct quote from the Telegraph UK, direct quote.
Ding, Julie Hartman. Not gay.
Mm-hmm. Overall, 43% of the 1,911 respondents said they had sex at least once a week, compared with 58% in 2009. So TLDR, fewer people are having sex and fewer people are having sex frequently. Quote, overall, the proportion of French people who've had sexual intercourse in the past year, 76% on average, is at its lowest in 50 years. And they have a chart.
Finally, a topic I can weigh in on. I am an expert in not having sex.
These are the moments where I wonder why we went live on YouTube. Okay. Oh, God, I really hope my mom isn't watching, but she probably is. Let's put up the chart of French people having less sex. So we see percentage of French men and women saying they've had sex in the past 12 months. 1970. Wow. They were having fun in 1970. It was a high number. And then 1992, boy, the 90s, they're having a lot of fun. And then you can see it goes way down 2006, way down this year, 2024. And this is not just apparently in France. But by the way, France, don't you think of France as like the most romantic place?
Oui, oui, right?
You would think that this would
I think they wake up and have coffee and then cigarettes and sex.
Well, apparently not.
Then you skip on down to the store for a baguette.
That's right.
Isn't that France?
Apparently it used to be, but now it's not.
I like Sir TDS in the chat room. Less sex trend. Credit Dr. Anthony Fauci. And it made me wonder. I bet there are people that have had sex with masks on.
Oh, I bet
you it happened.
Oh, gosh.
You see them in their cars with their masks on.
That's true.
To this day, I bet there's couples that have sex with masks on. Sorry. Please, carry on. You were talking about
French sex. You're
probably
right, though. Well, I actually saw one of the people driving the other day alone in a car with a mask on. So, not unfounded. But, no, this is not just apparently not happening in France. This is also not happening in other parts of the Western world. According to the Journal of Sex Research, again, quoting from the Telegraph, they took data on 180,000 teens in 33 mostly Western countries, including England, Wales, and Scotland, over 10 years. And they found that in 25 countries, the number of 15-year-olds who reported that they've had sex has significantly decreased and increased in none. By the way, I think that's great. I mean, I think 15 is too young. So I think that's a positive trend if because, I mean, that age, that's I wouldn't exactly cite that as a statistic to say that there's an overall problem. I like that. The strict burgeoning parent in me one day approves of that that piece of data. But basically overall, let's scrap the data about the 15-year-olds. There is a trend among 18 and older in America, in the United Kingdom, in a lot of countries in the Western world that they are having less sex compared to previous generations. And also, interestingly, this is also the case in several countries outside of Europe / the Western world. Quoting from the article, outside of Europe, the most sex-starved of all appeared to be the Japanese. 68% of marriages in the country are completely sexless. And the Telegraph said, you know, this may be part of a problem that they're having with the falling birth rate. Huge falling birth rate in Japan. Also a similar problem in China. But in China, it's because of the one-child policy. But there's also a culture of restraint in those countries, especially in Japan. When you go to Japan, I've never been, but a lot of my friends and family have been, and all of them say the same thing, that when you go, it's an incredibly clean, organized country. Like, on the streets, people like walk it either on the right side or on the left side. There's very little trash, if at all. But they said that although it's very organized, you don't see like a lot of people having fun. You don't see a father out playing, throwing a football with his kid. You don't see people holding hands or laughing. So there is kind of a culture there of restraint.
There's not a, you know, the Japanese Football League, I've never heard of it. I've never been to Japan. I stand out here. I imagine in Japan, I'd be like Gojira, like crushing buildings, and I would have to, they would kick me out of the country. Anyways.
I really want to go.
Bushashuru.
Yes, Bushashuru, exactly. South Korea, too. A third of adults in Seoul have not had sex for over a year, according to a 2021 study from Yonsei University. So I think it's fair to say that this is a global trend.
So are you saying I could go over to Japan and not have sex there, too?
Okay. You may be more accepted there, perhaps, but it seems to be accepted here because, again, fewer and fewer people. So why is this? That's the big question, right? Why? Well, interestingly, in the French poll, a lot of the respondents said that they would prefer flipping on social media, playing video games, or watching television versus having sexual encounters, okay? So the obvious answer to the why question is technology, because we're alone far more often. These things are distracting us. They're taking us away from meeting people. They're taking us away from everyday life. And to acknowledge the elephant in the room, pornography is proliferated, and you can satiate your desires with a phone.
I have feelings. Bring on the sex robots.
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no. What is that? Actually, I don't want to know. This is why I so feared this segment, because Sean, once you unleash Sean McConnell on the internet, there's no going back.
Hey, I spared you my Ash Wednesday joke.
Okay. We're moving on. Why is this? So I'm saying, obviously, phones, technology, all of that. Yes. I think there's another related reason besides just the conventional people can get pornography online, people are distracted with their phones. I think that our phones have made us socially awkward in it, with, you know, friendships, but I also think it's made us socially awkward in relationships. I have no, you know, data to back this up, but I think that especially among people my age, we're just not used to like being close to people. We're not used to looking at people in the eyes, having intimate encounters, and there's something about that to us that's kind of scary,
yeah,
and
no,
kind of off limits.
On the sexual teeter-totter, I bet you if sex is way down, masturbation has got to be way up.
Yes, it is.
It's through the roof.
It is, unfortunately.
Buy now. Get in while you can. The stock is rising for masturbation. You want the Ash Wednesday joke?
No, I really don't. All right. I really, really don't. No, but seriously, it is true, and I think that's a problem. And no wonder we're seeing in turn, you know, marriages, the rate of marriage is declining, dating is declining, because people are just in relationships with themselves, as crude as it is, and in relationships with their phones and their televisions and all of that. So I think that it's making people socially awkward. But also, there are other hypotheses that I found on the internet. I have gotten kind of addicted to reading internet comments on videos and posts. I used to never do that, but actually the internet universe can say some really bad things, but they can also say some really insightful things. And so there's a video that I found on The Atlantic, and they were talking about this whole phenomenon of people in the Western world having less sex. By the way, Barry Weiss's Free Press, her new news organization, ran a whole spread about this this morning. And so I only throw that out there because I so fear I'm not being classy by talking about this right now, but I view Barry Weiss as incredibly classy. So she did it. She talked about this. So it's okay that we're doing it on Timeless. But anyway, the Atlantic did a video on this, and I want to show you the first 25 seconds of the video because I think that they identify a big issue contributing to this.
These should be boom times for sex. Our culture has never been more tolerant of sex in just about every permutation. Shameful terms like perversion have given way to cheerful ones like kink. Polyamory is now a household word. And you can use apps to arrange for casual sex within an hour. But despite it all, young people are not having more sex. they're having less.
See, I think that's part of the issue. Choice paralysis. I often remark on this show that it's amazing that we are so stupid as a country and as a generation, because we have unprecedented access to all of the material that we would need to be informed people. We can order any book in the world and have it on our doorstep the next morning. We can listen to any piece of music, just go on YouTube and play it. We have so much to learn. There's so many documentaries, so many movies, so many, you know, like concerts. Just, we have an overwhelming amount of information, but we aren't very smart as people, and we don't have as great of a command of the English language, of history, of culture as our predecessors did. I mean, you read these Civil War letters of people who had like third grade educations, and they are not only eloquent in these letters, but they're referencing, you know, Burke and Hawthorne and Aristotle and Plato. They're making all these literary references. They're so unbelievably intelligent. And so you would think, my gosh, if they could do it back then without having such access to information, we could do it now. But we don't, because we have choice paralysis. I think that there's so much that we just go, I don't want any of it. And I think the Atlantic video just kind of highlighted that. We do live in a culture which is very pro sex. I mean, it's true. You can go on an app and like booty call someone and have that in 10 minutes. I mean, I don't think that's great for our culture, to put it lightly, but
which
there's
app is that?
So many opportunities.
Seriously. Come
so
on.
Many opportunities.
Don't Bogart.
I'm not even going to dignify this with a response, but we are going to look at some responses to the Atlantic video, some comments. A lot of people were suggesting that the economy has to do with this. I was surprised when I first read these comments. I thought, no, you're blaming the fact that people are having less sex on a bad economy. But actually, there may be some truth. Let's look at one comment here. Well, let's see, this person said. Young people work their full-time job, spend an extra 15 to 25 hours at their very necessary part-time job. Oh, I meant they work at their full-time job and then they work at a part-time job or side hustle, then learn that their rent is going to increase again. By the time they get home every night and go over their budget for the month, they just want to crawl into bed, turn on the TV, and want to pass out from exhaustion. There were a lot of comments like
Amen.
That. There were a lot of comments like that. And I think that the economy point is significant in other ways, in that we work from home. You know, it's not just that we're overworked, but a lot of people work from home. You're not out meeting people. And I also think that we live in a world now where a lot of young people are way more obsessed with their careers than they are with getting married.
Yeah,
I'm one such young people. I dedicate almost my entire life to my career, and a lot of my friends are that way.
If people are too tired to have sex, how are you going to get them to vote?
Yeah. Well, apparently we're not having problems with that. Apparently we have an excess of that. Let's look at another comment that I thought was spot on from this Atlantic video. And it's sort of apropos of what I was saying about the working from home. We don't leave the house. Quote, here in America, most teens and adults, including myself, spend most of their time at the house than anywhere else. We literally cannot go outside to meet new people because there isn't anywhere to go that would be socially acceptable to go alone. When the little time we do, everyone is afraid to talk to each other and or looking at their phones. Exactly. The second part of that is crucial. It's not just that we're in our houses, but when we go out, it's like we're just walking past each other. And it's sad, you know, like it's weird to strike up a conversation with someone if you think that they're cute. That Atlantic video, actually, later in the video, they cited a study where like 17% of American adults view having a man walk up to a woman and ask a woman to get a drink as sexual harassment. Harassment, a man asking a woman to get a drink. So we live in this culture where, for various reasons, it's not great to go up to people anymore. And then there's another comment, which I really think just said it all. It totally synopsized all of it. And it's really kind of the theme of the episode. This guy said, because we're all depressed and feel nothing about anything, LMAO. That's what he was saying.
That's that Gen X thing I was telling you about. That's what my generation ushered in.
Yep.
The I don't care generation.
We just don't care. That's what I was saying about TikTok. It's what I was saying about Alejandro Mayorkas. Like, people can break the law right in front of us. Our president can be a geriatric. Another president can have 91 felony charges against him. Our principal adversary, the Chinese Communist Party, can be spying on us. We cannot be in intimate relationships. No prospects of that changing. and we just don't care.
But you have to care.
But we have to care.
It's your moral
and
duty.
That's what Timeless with Julie Hartman's trying to get you to do. 1-844-861-5537. Call in and I'll tell you how to care. Now seriously, we need to buy into life. I talked about this on Dennis and Julie. It's very easy to follow the tide and just not care.
I love that about you, Jules.
Well, thank you.
You have a joie de vivre, a lust for life, and it's contagious and infectious, and if we all had just a little bit of that, the world would be a better place.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, and you know what? I will take it, but I will also say that it's something I've had to work on. It's easy to just kind of have a resignation, especially because there are so many forces around us that are pushing us towards that. It's easy to just sit in front of the TV, have an edible, have a glass of wine, scroll on Instagram. It's comfortable. You know, there are times where I've had to push myself, but I'm trying hard to be that person.
Go outside and rub a little sunshine on your face.
That's right.